Welcome to Intentional Living Center. I'm Randy Carlson. Faith. You know, we live by faith. Those of us who are followers of Christ, it is a faith walk. We don't see God. We can't touch Him. We walk by faith. Do you walk by faith? If you do, we want to hear a story today, right here at the Intentional Living Center.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. If you've got a story of how you walk by faith, we'd love to hear it. The number is 1-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-1717. Now from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we can help you build an intentional faith, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you for joining us. As we hear stories, maybe you've been going through it and you've had to step out by faith. Maybe it's been a real positive thing. You've stepped out to trust God for something big in your life, or maybe you just are at a spot where you really feel you have no choice but to really be obedient and follow God by faith. Share it with us, 888-1717. You know, you walk by faith. You know, so much of life in our culture today really revolves around empirical studies. We live in a time of, if I can't see it, touch it, measure it, it doesn't exist. And the faith in this generation is really something that is a challenge to communicate. And yet, all of us live by faith. We live by faith and virtually every day. Faith that I'm going to drive down the street and the guy in front of me isn't going to, you know, going to plow into me. Faith that when I sit on the chair, it's going to hold me up. Faith that there'll be oxygen to breathe today. You know, we live by faith in so many areas of things that we can't see and touch and smell. But when it comes to faith in the ultimate of that there's a creator and trust Him for the essence of our life, for the daily activities of our life, for who we are, it's difficult for some people. Let's give a definition of faith, and then we're going to take some calls here and hear your stories about faith. Hebrews chapter 11 is probably one of the best places to go, because here the writer to the Hebrews gives a very clear, in one sentence, a very succinct description of what faith is. He says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." Boy, that's quite a picture. It's what we hope for, but we do not see. And at the same time, let's be careful, because it's easy for us to jump into things and be contrary to God's word and not pray and not have good counsel. And then we're in our desperation reaching up and say, "God, I'm living by faith. You're going to have to work all this out." Well, He loves you, and He may. But He may also allow you to go through a lot of pain. So much of the faith walk experience comes down to the aftermath of not walking by faith up front and trusting Him. So that's a whole other discussion, isn't it? We'll get into that as well. Talking about faith today from the Intentional Living Center.
What does it mean to you to be intentional in your faith?
Intentional to me is as much as I can remember to through the course of every day to ask the Lord, what next?
I try to live out what the Bible tells me to do, treat people the way I want to be treated. I try to instill my good values and let them see that in me and my behavior. I hope that that shines through, because that's what the Word tells you to do.
I would say that it's always being conscious of my surroundings and stuff, and realizing that I'm here for a purpose, and I always need to be conscious of that, and just show how Christ is in my life, and how I share that love He has for me with others.
It means I have to think about it. It means I have to talk it over with God and see what He wants in my life. It changes sometimes every day. There's long-term plans and short-term plans, but at this point, it's purposely making a difference.
Also known as intentionally making a difference, right? With purpose. Faith walks today. Gene, Florida. Hi there, Gene.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. We're talking faith today. What caused you to call in and talk to us about faith today?
Well, I've always had faith in my life, and I've always depended on God to guide me. And before I do anything, I always pray and ask God's guidance. But I'm self-employed, so I had a building that I was working out of, and the rent was a little more than I can afford. And I prayed about it, and I asked God to help me find another building. So I found the building, and so I thought. And I thought it was secure because I prayed about it. And I thought God had said yes. So I went out of the country and I came back and I found out that the building was no longer available and that somebody had paid 3 months in advance. So I was really disappointed and I was like, God, I prayed. But then I had to realize that just because we have faith in God and we have faith in things doesn't always mean that God is going to say yes. God, I felt like God may have said no or not right now. You need to wait. But anyway, meanwhile, there was a building right in front of me, right across the street from me that was vacant when I moved into my building. And a gentleman was working out in the yard, and I came over and I introduced myself to welcome him to the neighborhood. He said, no, this is not my my building. It's my father's. He said, have you thought about renting my building? I said, renting your building? I said, no. I said, your building is more than I can handle, more than I can pay. He said, talk to my father and see what happens. Well, a few days later, his father showed up. And he came over and he said, what do you think about renting my building? And I said, well, I don't know. He said, well, come over and look. Well, I've seen the building before and the roof was too low. And I was like, God, I can't do that. I just can't. It's too low. I can't do this. But I came in and God had given me a new life on my look and what I was thinking and what I was feeling. And God opened the doors and the gentleman said, we worked out a deal and it's something I can afford. I feel very comfortable. And I feel that God wants us to know that he's there.
Yes.
He may not answer us the way we want him to and when we want him to. But if we just have faith and trust in him, he would always come through for us.
Gene, that's a great point. Just because we have faith, don't attach to that. That means that God is a genie in the bottle and has to do what we told him to do or even ask him to do, because God is God and we are not. And faith is really trusting, ultimately, trusting that God has the best in store for us. You know, I think of a picture of a small child who may be in the car seat, you know, in the back, and they ultimately need to trust mom and dad, right? Because ultimately, mom and dad have to make decisions and go certain places, or they can continue to fight and scream and kick and say it's got to be this way, when ultimately mom and dad have the best intentions in mind. God, they have the best for the child. And even though the child wants to go over here, the parents know going over here is even better. So part of trust is not, remember, trust isn't just saying, God, I have faith in you that you're going to do what I want, but I have faith that you're going to do what is right and best for me. And Jean echoes that in her story today. 888-888-1717 is the Intentional Living Center number.
Have you ever had a problem or at least a concern about something Jesus said in the Bible? Hi, this is Stephen Davis, and if you have, you're not alone. Years ago, there was a movement called the Jesus Seminar. A bunch of men sat around a table in a room deciding what Jesus did and did not say. When they finished, they concluded that only about 20% of what was in the New Testament could be trusted as the actual teaching of Jesus. Really? This is kind of like eating at a Chinese buffet. Which Jesus do you choose? Now, this is nothing new. There was an argument following one of Jesus' more difficult teachings, and some choices were made. Quote, as a result of this, many of his disciples withdrew and are not walking with him anymore. You can hear the sorrow in his voice when he turned to the 12 and asked, are you also going to leave? Simon Peter replied, Lord, to whom could we go? You have the words that give eternal life. You may not understand some of the things he said. You may not even like some of the things, but you can still trust him. He alone gives eternal life. There is no other. For Intentional Living, I'm Stephen Davis.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen's a part of our team. In fact, on the phone right now, taking calls, people walking by faith or trying to, which can be tough. Jill is in Tennessee today. Jill, welcome to our program.
Hi.
Hi there. It says here you're right in the middle of it right now, huh?
Yes, I am. I'm right in the middle of the storm, I guess you could say. It's kind of different that I've never listened to your program before, and I just felt God calling me to call you for some reason. Huh. I've never done this before.
Well, I'm glad you called. Did you just find us on the radio?
I had heard about you guys a couple weeks ago. Somebody was telling me about the radio station that you have, and I was just flipping through, and I thought, I'll just stop here and listen to this today.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
Terrific. Well, we're glad to be here for you, Jill, and we're glad to be here. You're in the Chattanooga area, right?
Yeah, near Chattanooga, huh?
Well, I'm glad you called. What are you going through? How can we pray for you?
Well, 5 years ago, I prayed for restoration of my marriage. 3 years ago, to the day last Sunday, my sister-in-law was killed. Mm. 3 months ago, my husband and I separated, not by my choice. We have 4 kids. We've been married 12 years. And God is showing me every day that He is still working His hand in our marriage.
Mm.
I pray weekly with a friend of mine. He has divine appointments for me. As far as my husband goes, I pray for him every day. My kids and I pray for him every day. We have planted seeds. We try to cook him dinner a couple of nights a week or make him a little care package. Sunday we wrote letters to him. Because we knew it was a hard day for him, too. It was his sister that was killed.
Mm.
And we prayed over him at church, and we left him on his pillow. He's currently staying with his brother. He just shows me every day that, you know, the things that happened, I don't trust my husband anymore. I love him, but I know that I can trust God with him.
Boy, that's a profound perspective. But it doesn't make the pain any less real for you, does it?
No, it doesn't. No, yeah. It does not. But I know there are things about myself I needed to learn and that I probably would never have learned them had this all happened.
Hmm.
So,
Jill, let me ask a question. We've got thousands of people listening around the country from coast to coast, north and south, east and west. And if you could articulate in one sentence what you're trusting God for, so we can all join you in prayer. Those who believe in prayer and those who will, there'll be hundreds, I'm sure, who will pray for you even now. If you could articulate in one sentence, what is it you're trusting God for?
I'm trusting God to deliver my husband, to deliver my marriage, so that we can do the things that God has called us to do, so that we can bring people to Christ with what we've been through.
That's
it's hard to relate to people if you've never walked through fire. So we're walking through the fire right now, and I just pray that one day we can use that to win people to Christ.
Well, Jill, listen, I've been around long enough and talked to enough people and have seen stories of absolute revolutionized and changed marriages. As people change, marriages change. Marriages change, families change, communities change. And so we're going to trust God with you for that. And can I pray with you?
Yes, please.
And let me tell you, we're glad you're listening. And I know that the station there, Family Life Radio, throughout the day will bring you much encouragement as it, too, presents throughout the day not only music, but things that will help you live intentionally in your walk. So let me pray for you.
Yes.
Lord, you just heard Jill share what the desire of her heart is. Certainly seems consistent with your word, and her heart and motivation certainly appear to be those that would be drawing closer to you. And it wasn't just about herself, but was for her husband and for reaching people for you. We pray and in faith, believing that you will do a miracle. We don't know what that means, what the outcome of all that will look like, but we ask you to do your work. And in the process, that you'll continue, Lord, to give this young woman, give Jill peace and confidence in you as she goes through her day. And we'll thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you.
Jill, thank you for calling today.
No, thank you for taking my call.
And we'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Maybe you relate. People on Facebook do. On that topic, I'll read some of those coming up as well. 888-888-1717. Intentional Living is here, our center, for one reason, to help you know that there's a purpose today for marriage. Help you know there's a purpose for your life. And as you live your purpose in faith every day, you can finish life, finish today, free, free in Him.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Lord, teach me to always speak the truth. Lord, help me to be a forgiving person. Those are just a couple of the prayers in Stormy O'Martian's book, The Power of a Praying Mom. But how can I speak the truth to my child when I don't even know what truth is? The great thing about Stormy's book is it's as much for you as it is for your child. You'll be praying about being a woman of truth, being forgiving, and the very next prayers are asking the Lord to give your child a heart of truth and to forgive quickly. Prayer will make a difference. For your best gift today, or when you become a member of Intentional Living with your monthly gift, you'll receive this great book. Call now 1-888-888-1717 and press number 4. Or go online to theintentionallife.com and click on Donate. Thanks.
Living intentionally can change your life.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Dr. Randy Carlson, founder of Intentional Living.
You know, the King James Bible is over 400 years old, and sometimes the language is tough to understand. But some of the pictures that these same words draw are amazing. For instance, Proverbs 19:24 says, "The sluggard buries his hand in the dish, but will not even bring it back to his mouth." Now that is unintentional living, so much so that he doesn't even get around to feeding himself. At the other end of the spectrum, we have Psalm 90, verse 12, which says, "So teach us to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom." Now the word number in the original language has to do with being prepared. If you want to have a heart of wisdom, you not only keep track of your days, but be prepared for what God is going to do in those days. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
The Intentional Living Washington, D.C. tour is a vacation and a faith-building experience all in one. You and your family will come face-to-face with God's Word through the all-new Bible Museum.
Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson.
And I'm Peter Brooks.
We're looking forward to exploring America's spiritual heritage and hear the true, powerful stories behind the iconic monuments and museums of Washington, D.C. with you and your family.
Just imagine experiencing an entire museum dedicated to the Bible. Everything's planned out, so all you have to do is register.
And you can do that right now at theintentionallife.com/Washington. That's theintentionallife.com/Washington. Once you're registered, the only thing left to do is get all excited about vacationing together as we experience Washington, D.C., October 10th through 16th.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Today's title is based upon 2 Corinthians 5:7, which says, "We walk by faith and not by sight." You know, the word walk means much more than just putting one foot ahead of another. It means your faith is your lifestyle. It is your life. If you want your life to be moved by your faith, we've got help and encouragement for you at our website, theintentionallife.com. Download our free resource, 30 Days to a Closer Relationship with Christ, on our free resource page. And we've got dozens of blogs to help you get along as well. So go to theintentionallife.com. Randy.
Thank you, Kurt, and welcome back to the Intentional Living Center. Today, we're focusing on the power of walking by faith. You know, just before we get back to calls, Tina's standing by. I want to remind everybody that this fall, coming up in October, my wife, Donna, and I, Peter Brooks, and some of the team from Family Life Radio and Intentional Living, we're going to be hosting a tour of Washington, D.C., an entire week, where we're going to be really looking at God's Word, where it fits into the founding of this nation. We're going to be visiting the White House and the Capitol. We're going to be on the Potomac River with a special dinner cruise. We're going to be in 4-star hotels. It's going to be just a great week to really celebrate this nation, pray for this nation, have a vacation with a purpose. And we want you to come and join other Family Life Radio listeners from around the country, but we want you to get registered ASAP. Check it all out. Go to theintentionallife.com. Click on events. It'll be there for you, okay? All right, let's get to the calls. Tina is in Michigan. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Randy.
Welcome to the program today. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Couldn't be better. I wanted to share a story of faith. I was facilitating a Bible study, and the lesson we were learning is if you see God moving, adjust your life and follow God.
Yes.
And I had taught this, you know, facilitated this Bible study two or three times, and this time it happened to be in 2012, and in the last 15 years, I have had the opportunity to go and serve for five different school years in a school over in Asia. And I had told the kids that I had in second grade and in fifth grade, my dream is to come back and watch you walk across the platform as you graduate 12th grade. And they said, oh, Miss Tina, we would love that. And I said, I would love it too. I will try to come back. Well, I had gone, come back home here to the States in 2007 and, you know, had talked about it, but never thought it would happen. Well, we're doing this lesson. When you see God moving, adjust your schedule and go with Him. God provided in 3.5 weeks' time the money for my flight and all the financing for me to go. And miracle of miracles, I got a visa to go. Many times we don't even get a visa. So I went over there. And the first month, my purse was stolen at a wedding, so I had no ATM card to get my money out of my bank. And I was like, okay, Lord. So the gal downstairs said, I've got too much money from here and not enough from U.S. I'll pay your bills, and you can just send checks to my brother when you get home. Because I knew I was only going to be there for the graduation time. So I was only going to be there for 3 months or a little less than that. And then I said, thank you, Lord. No problem. Obviously, you know, somebody needed that purse worse than I did. And then as I was getting ready to leave, the, what do you call them, passport people, immigration said, you're not going anywhere. You're not, you don't have a legal visa. I said, what? And they said, no, give us your baggage claim. You're not going anywhere. So they went and they got my luggage off of my flight. And I was like, okay,
Tina, I got
Lord.
About 15 seconds.
Oh, well, anyway, God provided everything I needed for 3 extra days there, perfect peace. I never worried about it, and God got me home the day before I started my new job.
There you go. There you go. There's the story. You know, the details sometimes get in the way when we think about ultimately God is the author of our lives, if we allow Him to be. And if we don't, boy, we're in trouble. That's what faith is all about. Thanks, Tina.
Hi, my name is Harry. There's some bad decisions I made and some bad people I hung around. I ended up being HIV positive, and I have hep B and hep C and a bunch of other things, but that's not important. I know that God can heal, and I'm not even worried about that right now. My life, I'm doing pretty well as far as my health is concerned, considering all the things that I've been through. I've had 2 pulmonary embolisms and all kinds of stuff that I should have been gone, but the Lord has kept me here for a purpose. What's really bothering me right now is that I lost 2 brothers within a year, and I love them both dearly. One of them was saved and the other one wasn't, and I'm not sure how to handle that. I don't know why they were taken from me. My intentions are to be closer to Him. Sometimes tragedy brings us even closer to Him because we have to depend on Him even more. And I'm certainly doing that now because all I need right now is Jesus. I love Him with all my heart, mind, soul, and body, and that's my intention.
Boy, there's a story in a minute and 5 seconds as that comment was left with us. Another one of our intentional living friends, someone on the journey with us. You know, we have decisions that we make in life, and we tell people that when we live intentionally, the beauty is that we can face today and tomorrow, even though yesterday was a tragedy in our life, because we have a purpose and a direction. Now, we have consequences from decisions. You just heard that. You heard the consequences of decisions that have been made. But the beautiful thing is the scripture says that His mercies are new every morning, and we can get up today, choose to be intentional in our walk with Him today. And that's really what a walk of faith is all about, isn't it? It's a daily experience, and that's what we've been talking about today. Hey, by the way, we'd love to hear your story about walking by faith, what you're learning, how you're doing it intentionally. And you can share it on our comment line at 888-888-1717.
Lord, I pray that this worldly culture will not have a hold on my daughter. Sever any attachment in her for the evil of this world and free her to be attached only to you. Give her the understanding that will deliver her from the way of evil. Help her to trust in you and your power and not give place to the devil. I pray she would seek your guidance for her life and make you her hiding place where she will be preserved from trouble. I pray she will always hear and obey your voice to her soul, saying, "This is the way. Walk in it." In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Do you ever have days where you wish you had a prayer? You can't even find a prayer in terms of your own life. You feel so overwhelmed. And our friend Stormy O'Mardian, who is a best-selling author, a great communicator, she's written very helpful books over the years, has created a book called The Power of a Praying Mom, Powerful Prayers for You and Your Children. There's over 150 prayers in this book. And what she did is on one page, it's a prayer for yourself. And on the next page, it's a prayer for your children. And if you were to pray these every day and mean them and just reflect on them and allow God to use these prayers to speak to your heart and to His heart, there's a communion that goes on there. It's a very powerful thing. And of course, this is, this month of May has been Mother's Day month. And so we've been making available just for the next few days The Power of a Praying Mom, Powerful Prayers for You and Your Children, something you can do very intentionally that'll help strengthen you spiritually in your faith, in your walk with Christ. And it's our gift to you today as you share the very best gift you can with the ministry. Two things happen here. You're helping Intentional Living continue to reach more people for Christ, and we get a chance to bless you with this powerful book, The Power of a Praying Mom. And if you join in monthly support, not only will you receive this, but ongoing teaching each and every month that comes from my heart to you on CD to your home to say thank you for your support. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4 to talk to one of our staff. Tomorrow we're going to talk about sibling rivalry. There's a challenge for you, Mom and Dad. We'll see you then from Intentional Living.